That means that we're live on BBS, and if people have tuned in through BBS, welcome to the call. And back to Misty from Arkansas. Marilyn was asking, is it your first time you call in, Misty?
No, it's not. I'm calling later.
All right. Well, thanks for being back. And also, you, Joelle, is this your first time, or have you been with Misty?
Yes.
All right.
I haven't. This is my first time.
Great. Well, an extra warm welcome to you. And
how
did you get to know about this call?
Someone I know who's done it told me about it.
Okay.
And, yeah, and his experience was really good, so I decided to try it.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you very much for being here. And have you looked at the website yet?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I recommend you download the free book.
Yeah, the Creator God book.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called the Creator God.
Yeah, but go to the website. What website? Intelligent-infinity.com.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes.
www.intelligent-infinity.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And there's a lot of stuff out there. I want to welcome those people who just joined in. Is this on the Grid Healing Call? Please say your name and location.
Hello.
Hello? Hello, hello. Is your name Hello? I can barely hear you, but I know you're here, and I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the call. And more people joined in. If you want to do so, feel free to say your name and location.
Oh, she's on another different call.
Okay.
She's got two phone calls going at once.
Alright, I want to welcome the next person. This is a Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jen Rothrell from Ontario, Canada.
Hi, Jen, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, how about you?
It's fantastic, Jen.
Very good.
Thank you for being here.
Oh,
and then somebody else joined in. Welcome to the Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location. Hello, Susan. Good afternoon. Welcome to the call. Good morning. Welcome to the Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location. Well, welcome to the call. Good morning. Welcome to the Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
My name is Keith.
Brandon, Yonkers, New York.
All right, I want to start with Keith. I heard you first, Keith. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. I'm in West Texas, and I'm a first-time live listener.
Fantastic. Thanks
welcome.
For being here, Keith. And an extra warm welcome to you, and please enjoy the call.
Thank you much.
And then I heard somebody from New York.
Terrence Brandon, Yonkers, New York.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Cool.
Nice and sunny here today.
Same here.
I have to put you on short.
Oh, wow.
Hey, hi, something tells me it's going to be a really busy call.
That's a great thing.
More than normal.
A lot of craziness out in the world, that's why. We all have to come together and calm it all down.
A lot of craziness.
after years of programming?
Very hard, yes. Especially, you know, it is very hard for the big majority of people to accept that our federal government has been lying to us, you know?
Well, the thing is, I was a sergeant in the Army. I worked for DOD. I worked for the Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah?
I worked for the Surgeon General's office. So, I mean, I've worked for Bruce.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so I was there, and I looked at stuff, and I just said, you know what, this is that. When I was, now, mind you, this was 20 years ago at DOD. Building one. And there was $680 billion missing from general accounting.
Oh, my God.
It was $4 trillion. Nobody ever looked.
Oh,
if
my
you go
God.
To Ron Paul's site, if they gave $26 trillion to...
Tracy from Inglewood.
Hi, Tracy.
Colorado. Hi.
That is amazing, yes. It's good to hear it firsthand from you, Joel.
Yeah.
I had someone come up to me and say, take a look at this, you know, sit down, read that screen, and I'll say it. And look, it's like 20 years ago, and then later on, we're all talking, going, you know, $1 million, $200 million,
yeah.
Not $680 billion.
Oh, my God.
Last year, they said $4 trillion. $4 trillion missing from general accounts. Not crap. Fake invoices, fake bill of lading.
Hi, this is Mike in
Clarksville,
Nebraska.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the call. Yes, Joel, I'm over here, and welcome, everybody. This is the Sunday Grid Healing Call. We had a bunch of people come in here over the last few minutes. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
This is Donna from Kingman.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the call.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Welcome to the call.
Charlotte.
From Iowa City.
I heard Charlotte.
Yes.
Welcome to the call.
San Diego.
From San Diego. Hey, Delphine, welcome to the call.
Chris from Iowa City.
Welcome to the call.
Scott Lake Forest.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the call.
Hi, can you mute that lady?
Yes. But I'm not going to. Oh, let's see. Good morning. Welcome to the Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Alice from Boise, Idaho.
Hi. Welcome to the...
Thank
Boise,
you.
Idaho.
Yes.
It's Alice, right?
Yes.
Thanks for being here, Alice.
Thank you.
Hello,
you're
hi.
Welcome.
Hello,
oh, dear. Hey, Perry. Have a an echo. Let's see. I think it's this one. I might unmute a few lines. If I do yours by accident, please unmute it. Do you have background noise?
Yes. Should
Fine.
I just keep my phone on?
I welcome those who just joined in, and if you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, Francis from
California.
Hi,
Francis. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, hi. Hi,
hello.
Lisa, San Francisco.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Great, how are you?
Yes, fantastic.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Bye for the call.
Okay. I'm in near Chico in Northern California. It's in like an hour north of Sacramento. I welcome those people who just joined in. This is a good healing call. Please say your name and location.
This is Alan.
Alan?
Anna in Seattle.
Anna. Hi, Anna. Welcome to the call.
Aloha, hi. This is Gina from Oahu, Hawaii.
Aloha, Gina. Welcome to the call. Welcome to the Great Healing Call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the Great Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Michael O'Bill.
I hear Michael, and I believe you also have recognized Gary. Hi, Gary.
June, Anna.
And hi, June. Welcome to the call. Good morning. Welcome to the Great Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
It's Mel from England.
Hi, Mel. How are you?
Marvelous. Thank you. How are you?
Marvelous, Mel.
Hey, here, Mel.
Hi, Mel.
Good. Good morning. Welcome. Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Yes, Kirk in Vermont.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Aloha. This is Yvonne from Florida. Welcome.
Buenas tardes. Welcome, you.
Yes, thank you.
Hi. Good morning, welcome.
Oh, good morning. It's Tammy from Playa Del Rey, California.
Hi, hey, welcome to the call.
This is Josh in Arkansas.
Josh, for being here.
Yeah, but I
don't know. Hi, welcome to the Great Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning, hi. It's Michael in San Diego.
Hi, Lee, Minnesota.
Welcome to the call. Hi, location. Right. Good morning, welcome to the Good Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Nick Lalo, Kansas City.
Welcome to the call, Nick.
Sherry from Atlanta.
Hello from Atlanta, welcome to the call.
Hi, Oriel.
What's up? Welcome to the call, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jean from South Dakota.
Hi, Jean, welcome to the call. How are you?
Getting better, thanks, guys.
All right. A lot better. I'm glad to hear that. Good morning. Welcome to the Good Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Kathleen in Denver.
Hi from Denver. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. You did a great job last Sunday hosting.
Thank you, Kathleen. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Hello, how are you? Who is this? Good morning, welcome everybody.
Hi, this is Kim from Minnesota.
Hi, Kim, welcome to the call.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, here.
Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm in Uganda.
Welcome to the call, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm okay.
I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, well, I do make it sometimes. I can't always be heard.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. And I welcome to the next caller. This is a Good Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Donna from Washington. Hi.
Donna, welcome to the call. All right. For the man of the hour, Mr. Winfrey. In his hair.
Hi,
Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Hi, Zoe. Sacramento.
Zoe's
so popular. Zoe, everybody loves.
I'm sure how to make a girl feel good.
Good morning, welcome to the Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Max Bogaloo, good morning, Iowa.
Hi, Mac, welcome to the call.
Hi, Mac.
Michael, whatever you.
Hello, welcome to the call, Michael. Hello, welcome to the call. We have dozens of phone lines connected over here, and we have lines still open. I know we're live on BBS. Welcome to BBS. Joe is going to be here soon, waiting for a wind to go up. So, first now, let's just get the entity. Mute some phone lines and if I back and mute you, apologize. Too much noise on the line. All right. That clears it up a bit.
Good morning, Heist.
Morning. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Hi, Terry.
Wynn's going to be here in just a minute.
All right.
Hi, Terry. Morning, Terry.
Hi.
I'm
morning,
glad.
Terry. Woo.
And I welcome those who just joined in. This is the Great Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Michael Larson in Santa Monica.
Who's it from Santa Monica?
Larson.
Hello, welcome to the call.
Thank you. Can I listen online?
BS Radio Station 2.
What website is it?
BBS Radio.
BBS Radio Station 1.
Is, oh, yes, 1 in the Sunday. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wynn.
Am I clear? Can you hear me okay?
Clear.
Okay. You know, to get on BBS and the internet, you know, I put some subdomains out. So if somebody just types in sunday.intelligent-infinity.com, they'll get there. They'll get right to the page with our click button, okay? sunday.intelligent-infinity.com. And the same thing works for Monday and Wednesday. People can put that in and arrive.
Actually, your sound is not perfect. When the S's are...
Is that better now?
Yes, I believe so.
That's... Silly, Sandra, is that better?
That sounds fantastic.
All right. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes. Star 8 has been taken care of. We are on lecture, and we are ready to start the recording.
Of course, Terry and I are never ready. Are you ready, Terry?
No, Lowen. I'm never ready because it's really not me, it's them.
Right. All right. Well, I'm glad everything else is ready. And
well, I'm going to record, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, everybody, and good whatever it is, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this, and
My name is Lynn Free, and this is what we call our Sunday grid healing or our personal and planetary healing session. And as those of you who attend regularly, many of you have learned that your body is a launching pad. It's not a fixed thing. Your body is.
You did.
But who you are is not. And your body is the launching pad for who you are. And on this call, many of us are going to launch. And it's kind of an amazing experience. And
you're a little close to the mic, Evan.
I'm close to the mic?
Too close, yeah.
Too close. Is that better now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the problem is most of us don't launch most of the time. Most of us feel stuck and trapped in our bodies. And that's an illusion. And of course, it may be an illusion, and to tell you that may sound interesting, but as you know, that's a hard and difficult illusion to escape from, because the reality system in this realm is so pervasive, and the illusion is so pervasive that it gets ground in, and we think the illusion is real. The Indians, the Hindus, would call this illusion Maya. Maya. But do you know what? It doesn't help to know it in your mind. You can know everything in your mind, and you can have all of the best mental understandings. And you know what? That becomes an illusion unto itself. Because having the mental understandings does not mean that you've launched yourself. It doesn't mean that you understand how to be spiritual. It just means you understand what it's all about. So the key is to try to use this illusion of communication. That's what we're doing now, communicating. The illusion of communication to get around the illusion so that you can have an experience. And an experience means that you can feel yourself outside of your body. You can feel what it feels like. And when you have that experience, you now have a reference point. And when you have a reference point, you can keep moving towards that reference point. In fact, you can't help but do that. It would be as if ice cream. Did you ever try to explain to somebody how ice cream tastes? Assuming you like ice cream, and if not, substitute something you really like. You can't explain how it tastes. You can try. It's sweet. It's cold. It melts in your mouth. It's vanilla. It's chocolate. But no matter what I say, you will never understand how ice cream tastes until you taste it. And once you taste it, you can say, I really like that. I really like ice cream. And something will register in your mind that you want to have more ice cream. And sooner or later, you'll go to the store and you'll pick up some ice cream off the shelf, or you'll go to the local ice cream parlor and you'll have more ice cream. And ice cream will become part of your life when it's available. So it's available, so. well, it's kind of the same thing that we're talking about here, We're talking about an experience that no matter how many words you put on it, it's going to be like telling somebody how ice cream tastes, which they will never get. But once you have the experience, you've had the taste, you keep coming back for it. And unlike ice cream, which is something you're only going to do occasionally, this is related to your consciousness, to your state of being. So it's something you can come back to often, and it doesn't even cost any money. It's actually the experience of who you really are outside of who you think you are and your body. And the amazing thing about our Sunday call, it's amazing to me. I mean, I would never believe we could do this unless I could have so many feedbacks from people, amazing feedbacks, that it's working. And on this Sunday call, we have been able... Terry, you're rattling around. Is that you?
Sorry.
We have been able to create an environment where people have an experience. And once you have an experience of how it feels to expand beyond your body, once you have that experience, it's like tasting ice cream. It never goes away. You now know it exists, and it's inside you, and it's something you can go back to. And, of course, you can keep coming back to our calls if you're having the experience on our calls. And if you had it once, you'll probably have it again and again. But the beauty of this is that call is only a reference point. And you can find that you can call on that experience often if you practice. You know, there was a lady, her name was Peg, who read something in The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And there was a thing in there from the Ra group that said, and I remember when I was reading this, I said, man, can this be real? Can this be real? I mean, I've been doing that for 10 years. Can this be real? But there was a thing in The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce where they said, send your energy through your crown chakra to us. Aim it at us. Your crown chakra is the top of your head. And that we will send it back with love light energy in a way that you can feel it. And I had this amazing email from Peg. I think it's Peg in Oklahoma. I don't know. But she's been coming into our calls for a long time, if that's who it is, and I'm not sure. And she had read that, and she did it. And it worked, and she was amazed. And she said, could this really be working? She felt the feeling. She felt all this joy come inside of her. And when you do it, it's hard to believe it. It's hard to believe you could actually have connection with those higher sources in such a way that you can feel it as joy, as light in your body, and you'll think you're making it up. But you're not. Chances are, you're not. And all of you should be experimenting with this during the week, learning how to make these connections and hold them. And watch how your life changes. because this is not about giving up your power to the Elohim and the Ra group and say, please do this for me and do that for me. It's about you doing it and they being a helper, adding to what you do. The famous, once on one of these calls, they said, imagine riding a bicycle, and as you turn, as you pedal, how the energy transfers to the rear wheel through the gear, and suddenly your small little pedals become this great motion that propels you forward much faster than you can do with just your feet and walking. So it's like a transfer of energy. It's a merging, melding of energies, so that when you start pedaling, they can come in and add to the strength of your pedaling. But if you're not pedaling, they have nothing to work with. So you have to start pedaling. Hi. Hello, hi. That's not supposed to be happening. Hi, are you there? Terry, are you there?
Yes, when I hear you.
Do you hear the music playing?
I do not, no. Oh, yes, in the background, yes. I did mute. The phone line is muted from BBS.
Yeah, there's no music coming from BBS.
That's you know what I think it is? I think I know what it is.
It's your Skype.
No, it's not. You know, hang on just a second. You know what? I just opened up to my healing page.
Okay.
And that's the music on the healing page. And I said, where is this coming from? Okay. If we need music tonight, can you stand by to play it? Because I'm not on free conferencing. Okay? Hi, did you get that?
No, I did not get that.
I said, if we need music, could you play it? Would that be
yes.
Okay? Okay, so just pay attention. And now I have to get back to what I was saying in the light. And so it's like pedaling, and you start expanding, and you start feeling. So on this call, I'm pedaling. We're all pedaling together. And we're going to make that connection to the higher sources in a way that many of you will be able to feel. And that becomes your reference point. And it takes practice. Don't just think you can come to this call and feel that, and you're fixed. Because, you know, in historical terms, in spiritual terms, there's this word called initiation. And initiation, classically, if it's used in the right way, because the negative uses that word as well, and I don't mean it in the negative. We are having an experience of learning how to connect with a new energy. And it's not really a new energy. It's an energy that we have forgotten, that we have lost. So it's better to call it a reconnection. And when you make the connection, you can use the word initiation to describe that. And historically, this was done very privately, in secret chambers, and it was held secret secret and sacred are very close, you notice. It was held secret because it's corrupted so easily. It's kind of like if you talk about it to someone, if you brag about it to someone, it immediately loses its essence. And so people would create this energy in secret meetings, and they would come back and keep feeling it, and they couldn't talk about it to anybody. And in here, we are doing this publicly. And the reason we're doing this publicly, and the reason we're able to, I'm not even sure I understand this, because it surprises me, but I would say that people started coming into these calls, and they started holding the energy, and those people that would hold the energy became like stepping stones for other people to come in and stand on their shoulders. And those people became like stepping stones or building blocks so people could stand on their shoulders. And so now we have become very strong. There's many of you holding this energy, and with the ability for new people to come in and stand on all of our shoulders. And that's the beauty of the potential here. And I don't know if standing on shoulders is the right analogy, standing on your energy shoulders, and we're building it, and we're building it and building it, and I think lots and lots of people are going to be showing up. And, you know, for a long time, I never wanted to put an archive site out. I was afraid people would judge it, judge me, say this guy's some kind of, how would you say it, however people judge this. And I had the idea that people had to discover this. You know, you could put some, how can I say, clues. And if they follow the clues, they'd end up discovering the energy. But never would I say, here's the energy, because it wasn't there. The energy is only there because of you holding the space, and me showing up, and Terry showing up. And once we show up, we move into a zone. And I can't do this with my willpower, and neither can you. This has to come as a spontaneous flow. And all I've done is proven to myself, if I show up, then you show up, it starts to happen. Feel the space? We're not even doing any exercises. We're just here, and the energy starts to come. Now, when we have that energy, that energy exists in other dimensions, and we can't see it, but we can feel it. We know something's going on. So what happens when your energy exists in other dimensions? Well, there is a relationship between your intention in the physical and the way the energy moves in other dimensions. So as you create intentions in the physical, you're moving your energy in other dimensions, and suddenly there's this potential for magic to happen. How does magic happen? Oh, I need a job. I need a job. Please help me find a job. And suddenly, if you've learned how to move this energy into, you know, to project, to connect with this energy, and you put the intention on that energy, suddenly, and we've had this happen more than once, somebody emails me and they had an application in a year ago, and the person picks up the application and decides to call that person, and they say, we have an opening. Or you go out and you have to leave yourself open to a certain amount of randomness. If you don't have any energy out there, nothing can happen. I shouldn't say energy, I'm confusing the words. If you don't have any physical actions, for example, for the guy to pick out the job application, you had to submit the job application. Otherwise, there would be no opportunity for this magic to happen. So you can't just feel the energy and have intention. You have to take some kind of action which could fulfill the potential of what you want to happen. And then you have this potential for what they call synchronicity, for the right meeting the right person at the right time. Some of you wished you had a partner. A wife, a companion, and you can sit around and wish for a companion as much as you want, and you can feel the energy as much as you want, but the chances are you have to go move your body where the person you might want to meet could be. That could mean going to the art museum. That could mean sitting in Starbucks. That could mean joining a meetup group and going to meetings. But once you do that, you have to forget about your intention. You have to put it to the side. You can think about it before you go. But once you go, don't think about it. Because if you're thinking about it, what will happen is you'll be going somewhere, and you'll be looking at all the women and saying, is that the right one? Is that the right one? Is that the right one? And you'll put a pressure out. You'll sit down at a coffee shop, and someone will sit down next to you, and you'll have a very small conversation. Hi, what are you reading? And before you know it, you found your person. But make sure, don't be superstitious and think, I found the right person. Make sure the energy sticks so that not only have you found a person, but make sure they're the right person, because it will continue to hold energy. That's why you need a courtship over time. You need a courtship with our material. It's a courtship. It's like you have to pay attention over time to make sure that we hold the energy, that the energy keeps coming in for you, and that there are no control patterns. And after a while, it just holds. Now, I'm looking at our healing list today, and these are all people that have intentions for something to shift. And sometimes it will, and sometimes it won't. And for me, I'm an observer to this just as you are. I don't have the power to make anything happen. Some people think I do, but I don't. I just have the ability to show up and to help hold space. And just looking here at some of the things on the list for today, And I don't have to even say it out loud. As we go, as you've learned, as we go through the call, we're going to have silent moments where you can put things in the light. And, of course, on this call, when we have intentions on the energy of this call, it's especially powerful. It's powerful because your intentions are moving into a pool of energy that's not just you. It's the group energy of all of us present and the group energy of these sources that we talk to. Now, that's the invisible part. You have to check this out. But they say they're working with us, and they say they can add to our intentions. So we're pedaling, and as we pedal, we're bringing their energy in to strengthen our pedaling. And so we have Randy in Rialto, who puts into the light everyone who needs spirit help.
Sure. What is the music going to?
No. Did you put that on?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Turning it off.
Well, no, thank you. I'll tell you, if we play the music behind all these healing requests, it just seems a little too schlocky to me, okay? So, probably sounds good, but for my personal taste, Randy puts into the light everyone who needs spiritual or physical help to live a better life, as well as everyone has given help to others to ease their sufferings. And I forgive everyone who has caused me any kind of grief, and ask for forgiveness from others whom I may have caused grief. I do this fully and completely without any stipulations or reservations. And, of course, I read that because it's something we can all say for ourselves. It's kind of a universal intention. And we have people. Linda has pain in her body. Tammy just asked for planetary healing. Wilbert Stevenson, relieved of the cold flu I am currently experiencing. You know, Wilbert, Terry and I just went through flus, and they lasted for, mine lasted about 12 days, and her lasted about 2 or 3 weeks. And I can tell you, one thing that has always worked for me when I have a flu is to get an acupuncture treatment. And for whatever reason, when I do that, the flu is always gone within the next day or the day after. So you might try it, okay? Just some of the people we have. Laura and John. I don't think I should read people's last names. And Steve. Two grandsons that are having issues. June for digestive issues. And way, way more people on this list than I can read. And those of you who are on the call might want to open up to the list. You're going to get our music, so you have to turn the music off in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. But the list comes up on healing.intelligent-infinity.com. And it's just a never-ending list, and the new things go on top, and the old things are at the bottom, and we have probably hundreds and hundreds of people on here. And, you know, if you're on the list, I would suggest put yourself in every couple of weeks so you're at the top and people are feeling it, because most people are not going to scroll down. So it's a self-administrating project, and if you want to be on the list, write this down, inthelight.intelligent-infinity.com. In the light-intelligent-infinity.com. In the light www.intelligent-infinity.com. And it is 12:41, and we're going to do this little visualization to lift our energies outside of our body container. And if you're comfortable with what we're doing, then get relaxed and allow yourself to just track with my voice, because this is one of the ways to have that experience of moving into the higher realms and making the connections with the energies that you don't usually connect with in the physical world. So take your shoes off. Put your feet flat on the floor or the bed or whatever, so your soles are facing down towards the earth. And there's a premise that we have in this work, which our sources call the law of one. And that means that the universe is one being, one energy. And maybe that's hard to grasp at first, but if you think of your body and you think of the trillions of cells that make up your body and the quadrillion of atoms and molecules that make up your body, and yet there's only one body and there's only one consciousness, and you are the culmination of all those amazing things inside of you. And if you look at your body, you will see that all those cells group together and they create organs. They create the heart, the blood, the brain, the feet, the kidneys. Well, if you can understand how you are, that you could might consider yourself the god of your body, right? Because you're not aware individually of all those things that make you up, but yet you know intellectually they're you. Well, if you expand that concept to the universe is a body. And everything in the universe makes up that body. And there's smaller groupings of things. For example, there's galaxies. Galaxies are made up of solar systems. Solar systems are made up of planets. And planets are made up of everything on a planet. Mountains, trees, and you and I. And it's all one energy. And we are like tiny cells in the energy of the one being of the universe, which some people might call God. So just as you are God of your body, there's an energy that we could call God of the universe. And everything is part of that, and everything is alive. And the thing about it is, while you're experiencing yourself as a physical being, you're separated from everything else. There's your body, there's my body. But as you can move into the experience of yourself as an energy being. Your energy being is totally expandable ad infinitum. Ad infinitum. Infinitum has infinity in it, doesn't it? So our energy being can be blended, connected with other energies. And when we do that, it's never a glomming. It's never like you're stuck. It's always your choice. You're the driver. You're the controller of that as you learn how to do that. And when you move into the law of one and you can experience your energy being, you can experience that you are me. And we are we, and we can touch each other and be an energy unit that we all make. We all create it by being willing to participate. And not only that, these guys that we call our sources, the group souls, they're of the same nature. They're energy beings. They tend to be more aware of their energy being part, because from our point of view, from my understanding, they don't have bodies. They are energy. And so for us, it's an exercise to get into our energy part. For them, they're always there. And as we get into our energy part, just as we can blend with each other, we can blend with them. They can touch us. We can feel them. We can connect with them. And that's why intentions that we do on these calls are so powerful, because we are making a huge energy conglomeration out of free will, each of our free will choices. We're putting our intentions into that conglomerate, always for the highest good of all concerned, and honoring free will. And that is the beginning of a miracle-making machine. Except it's not really a miracle, because it's only a miracle in 3D. But on the other realms, everything is fluid and flexible. It doesn't have the inertia that we have in this realm. So when we start moving energy in other realms, it downloads into this realm. Something changes. And it looks like a miracle. So your feet are flat, and there is this energy, which is planet Earth. The Earth is a huge energy. And we've had many, many lifetimes in the field of planet Earth, blending in her energies. Although, because we're there all the time, we don't usually notice it. But Earth is alive. She notices us. And you ever read those stories how a fire rages through a forest and there's homes that are burned, and that one family was praying their home didn't burn? It's because they were connected. Usually there's a story of how they were praying to God, or they were doing something which allowed that fire to go around their house. Well, I think the same thing works with earthquakes and the Earth. There's enough people in the city connecting, and maybe there won't be an earthquake or a tornado or a hurricane in that city. Or it will be moderated, or it will be nearby. These are the kinds of things we're asking for on this call. So we see the energy of the Earth coming up through the center of the Earth, radiating through the crust of the Earth, coming through the ground underneath our feet, coming up through our house or wherever we are and into our feet. And you may notice a tingling and awareness as you connect with Mother Earth. Now let's send her gratitude. Let's send her appreciation for being our host. And let's ask for forgiveness for all the ways that mankind has hurt Earth. Through the disregard for the Earth. We have this energy coming up through our feet, through our legs, through our calves, through our groin, through our solar plexus, through our chest, and into our head. It's a finger of energy from the Earth. And you are now grounded. You're connecting to the Earth. That connection is always there. And your Earth, the Earth is your friend. You know, the indigenous people, the Indians, they cultivate this relationship with the Earth. They're very aware of it. And if they're not, they have very easy potential to be aware. Now remember how your body feels while it's connected to the Earth, because now we're going to go up into the celestial realms. Notice what happens. We're going to pop through the top of our head and just use our imagination and think of ourselves 1 foot above our head. And go back and forth and monitor your body as we're going so you really learn how this works. Because we're 1 foot above our head, but notice the top of your head. Not everyone will feel this. Sometimes it takes months to feel it. Don't worry if you don't feel it. Just keep coming back. Enough people do feel it that I'm sure it's real. Tingling in the top of your head, through your head, foot above your head, up to your ceiling, through your ceiling, and through any rooms above your ceiling, through your roof, so you can see yourself with this stream of energy coming from the top of your head. Some of you have seen pictures of that. Where people have all these glows around their body. They're usually drawings and energy coming out of the top of their head. That's what we're doing. You know, if you read about the top of your head, your crown chakra, it says the gateway to intelligent infinity. And now we're in the sky above our house. And remember, we're not astral traveling. We're not leaving our body. We are centered in our body. We are grounded to the Earth, and we're way up high in the sky. And we keep moving higher. And there's this veil which surrounds the Earth. It's an energy veil that is designed to keep our energy contained, contracted. we're going to pop through that veil, okay? And we're just using our imagination. Don't worry if it's real or not. Just follow it. Track it. We pop through the veil. And we keep moving up higher and higher. Some of you have this feeling of being very expanded. You can't see anything, but you can feel it as a sense of expansion in your body. And as we move, we're also moving through time. According to my understandings, time does not exist in an absolute sense. And just as we can move through space, we can move our bodies, we can move our energy through time. And that all our past lives are really not in the past. Everything exists in the present. And if you learn how to do it, you can travel through timelines, or you can incorporate them into the present, sometimes called the eternal now. And we move through time as well as space. And as we move through time, we come to the place where you started. There was a time when you were not individuated energy. There was a time when you were part of the great pool of light, great source, and you separated yourself and individuated yourself from that. And originally, you knew that you were part of all that is. But once that individuation took a body, it usually would forget. So we're going back to where we just started, that moment where we just came into existence. And if we all do that, we are all on the edge of existence and non-existence. We're going to blend our energies. We're going to create a group energy just out of our intention. Jeez, I just looked at my clock here. Oh no, we're an hour early. I kept thinking it's 11:59. It's 11:59 in Arizona. Okay, so we have a group energy. And let's just tell each other we love each other. You see, we're only doing this because we're all doing it. We're all cooperating. And it's a very loving thing to surrender and sacrifice your time to do this. And if you aren't there, I wouldn't be here. This is a co-creative action that we are doing together. And so let's send our love to all those people. All those people, meaning you, who are on this line, who have taken their time to participate in this action. Just say, I love you. Thank you for being here. And now we are going to invite our high sources, our group souls, who actually hang out in these zones higher than we are and invite them, however many they want to connect with, to join with us and create a conglomerate, a huge conglomerate of energy of all of us and all of them and all of you who are listening on the replays. Take a moment and look in your body and see how that feels. See if you feel a shift in your body. You see, your body has a way of being a barometer to all of this. And even, you're not seeing things. There's shifts that go on in your body, and you can use them to identify in the future when you're connecting to higher realms. Some of you might be very peaceful. Some of you can actually see light around your head, around your third eye. You can feel all that light. Light is just an approximate word to describe what we're talking about, because I don't understand it, although I can feel it. Now, in this moment, while we are connecting, I want each of you to mentally put the things you would like to have shift for the highest good in your life. The healing, it could be a planetary healing, it could be something for someone you love. Just imagine that we have a telepathy going on and they can read your thoughts and support the shift. Just imagine you're being paid attention to. Some of you have friends that are taken over by evil spirits or evil programming. Send this light to them. Send it to them. See those synchronicities coming in that help you find money and security. You know, the more you can hold a loving space, the easier it is to find people that want to work with you, particularly in today's world. You know, businesses, everyone, people are under stress. And when you learn to hold a loving space, you become more attractive to be around. And you'll find you get a job easier with someone who doesn't. Imagine if you're an employer and somebody comes in that's full of fear and anxiety, even when they're talented. Do you want them in your office? Probably not. You've got your own pressures. You need people around you as an employer who make you feel better, that give you support. As you hold the space, people will sense that about you. All right, let's bring the energy back down. We now have this group energy. We've put our intentions in it for the highest good. Let's bring the energy back down. Through the veil, through the clouds, through our roof, through the top of our head. Okay, now we're moving our connection. We have like a string, a long extension cord plugged into the higher realms, and we're moving it right into the top of our head. And we're going to move it through our body and release anything negative, anything where the energy is stuck in our body, into this energy. You can move it around yourself. Try moving it. Don't just let me move it. Just say, go here. Go there. Move it to your arms, your chest, your feet, your genitals. Notice how it moves. It follows your direction. And as we usually do, we go into your heart area, your chest area. Now, your chest is your physical heart. It's also your spiritual heart. It's your heart chakra. And we tend to store things in there and carry them for a long time, like hurts, resentments, betrayals. Now, there's a good reason to let them go. And at the top of the list is that your heart has to be open slightly more than half to graduate this realm. And if it's not, you end up being a cycle repeater. Now, that's a good reason to let things go, because if you hold those things in your heart, it's going to take up percentage points. This is why forgiveness is so important. You're not forgiving people because they're nice or to be a do-gooder. You're forgiving them to get more space in your heart. Open up some percentage points there, and so that you can move to a higher realm and you're not encumbered. Because when you don't forgive it, when you don't forgive somebody and you die, you carry that unforgiveness with you. And you don't want to do that. So let's think of the people that have hurt you. Think of all those people that you have a hard time forgiving. And stick them in your heart and put this light around them and let it go. Say I forgive you. And by the same token, forgive yourself. We all have done things to others, either this life or other lifetimes, they're all combined, that we need to let go of our guilt for. Sometimes you don't even know you have guilt. I've noticed that people that have a lot of guilt, they tend to attract negative things, negative attachments, negative visitations, psychic attacks. Now, that may not be the only reason somebody does that, but it seems to go with the territory of guilt. And the guilt comes because of things you've done to hurt other people. Now, sometimes you can go to forgive yourself and it doesn't go away. And you need to prove to yourself that you've risen above doing those kinds of actions. And one way to do this is to have a consistent program of good works. What are good works? Volunteer somewhere. Go to the local old age homes and talk to people. Spend a day. This is a good one here. This one, everyone could do this one. Put a certain amount of money in your pocket that you can afford. $5, $10, doesn't matter. If it's $5, I have a lot of change. And go out and say, I'm going to give this money away. And walk down the street and feel the energy of people. And feel the people that will show genuine gratitude if you give them something. And do that once a week. And you will start building energy points. You know, the word for releasing yourself from guilt is atonement. And if you rewrite the word atonement, you get at-one-ment. All right, let's move down from your heart and into your solar plexus. And let's move the energy into your solar plexus for allowing yourself to have personal power. Your solar plexus is the seat of power. You know, when you go up the realms, you know, we say that third density is power and individuality, and you go up into fourth density. I'm not sure that means that you're never involved in power anymore, because you need power. If you're opening your heart, you need power and wisdom to go right along with it, or else you'll probably blow it again because you'll be a sucker and people will take advantage of you. So wisdom lets you know when it's okay to be involved. You can keep your heart open, but you don't have to be involved unless your wisdom says it's okay. And your power helps you keep protection around you so that people don't tread on you when you don't want them to. They can all operate simultaneously. You know, if you were looking at densities, you would say the power is the third density, the heart is the fourth density, and the wisdom is the fifth density. And your sexuality and your creativity is the second density, and that's your survival is the first density. and we're going to go down our legs and into the earth again. And feel the energy. Your body is now at the center point of this huge energy field that goes from the center of the earth to the beginning of creation. Now, this is a good time to put your intentions into the light again. Put the things you want, put the forgivenesses you need, put the healings out, send the light to the people you care about, ask for their healings. Remember, this is all for the highest good of all concerned, so you can't violate someone's free will. But you can put it out and let them move towards it or not. Leslie in Seattle, sending the light to her, healing for her cat that she loves, is going through a serious illness. Suzanne wants to communicate in a manner that people understand her. Catherine in Ontario. Needs help with finances and her employer understanding her. Marlene is putting her dear friend, let's see, I think this person put her friend's name in the light. Her friend Marlene, who was crippled in a wheelchair, suffering a lot of pain, going through a hard time. Stephen, for his chronic kidney disease, ask for healing in California. And if I'm not mentioning your name, you mention it, because you're being heard. You're not anonymous. You are not anonymous. Even if you're alone, even if you're isolated, you're being paid attention to now. Open yourself to receive. Okay, and let me just check to see if Terry's unmuted. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
I'm not going to say if you're ready. I know you're not ready, but I'm going to call the light. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Now, by the way, I'm calling in the light. The light's already here. We already did. This is our shorthand. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light, transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy amongst all of us present who would like to participate in that. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And we invite our sources who identify themselves as two group souls that are collaborating for our group. And one of them says they created the universe. The other says there are a bunch of graduates in this realm. And we can't validate any of that, but we can feel their energy. And their energy is very loving. And I turn it over to Terry to bring forth their message this Sunday.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are present and available to each and every person on the line who wishes to make contact with us. We do not need the phone line, we do not need the radio. We are just directly, non-linearly present with each and every one of you at the same time. Today is November 18th, 2012, and this is Ra'an. We take a moment and we adjust to presence with each and every one of you who wishes contact. We are cognizant of you and your requests and your unsaid requests and your hopes of your heart and your desire to grow and your desire to achieve a higher harmony in your life. There are many different sorts of opportunities that the third density offers for growth and for achieving strength and wisdom. And where you are at provides an opportunity for growth in moving through the oppositions that you experience. Take a look at, first of all, the thing that you wish. We give you a moment to take a look at it. When you look at it, is it a clear vision of what you wish, or are there interference patterns moving in from opposition to the goal? If there are opposition patterns, take a look at the resistance and just take a clear look, take a moment. Is the opposition based upon something from outside of you? Whether the employer will hire you or whether the employer may not hire you. Is it something coming from outside of you that you are seeing as resistance? Sort it out to get it clearly. And take a look at if there is something within you that agrees with the resistance coming in from the outside. Take a look at sorting out the difference between your intention and other people's intention, to get your intention clearly that if there is a resistance from outside, that you can observe it and then deal with it in the most wisest, sensible, appropriate way. To find another job potential that you and the employer don't have resistance, that you resonate with each other, that it is something where you can offer something to the employer. You can let the employer know your excitement about your potential to offer assistance in this area to the employer. If it is something financial, sort it out. Is the opposition coming from the bank, from the situation? Find all of the parameters. Sort out your intention, your beautiful intention to make things go right for you. For it is that beautiful intention that can weave your way through the oppositions. Maybe you cannot just go forward in the way that you have been going forward, but how can you weave through the resistances to set up something viable for yourself? Is there any opposition coming from within yourself, your doubt of your ability to make things go right? And examine that, and then put forth your abilities, what you are able to do, what you are able to make happen, and concentrate upon your ability to make things go right. Sort out all these multitude of details so that you, instead of seeing one clump of impossible hurdle, can see the things about it that you can make go right, or that you can move into a way that you can use your abilities and your intention, your good intentions, your gifts to weave a new picture where you are winning and you are balanced and you are stronger and you know what you can do, and you can put that out to people that resonate and make new connections that will support you. We are mindful of what you have put in the light, whether you have said it or not. We are mindful that you are concerned, perhaps, of your trip to Israel and the things that are going on in Israel. And it is one big confusion of whether it is safe. And see what you can isolate now that you can trust and rely on concerning any aspect of the trip and concerning what is going on there. This, by handling things in this way, you can begin to gain footing. You can begin to gain a secure step forward and know what will support you and begin to dismiss what won't support you and can move with what resonates and what makes you stronger and can let the other things that don't go and not have to have a tension on them or fighting with something that is not working and may never work, but find what aspects of it will work so you can begin to set down a sure footing. We realize that these times are presenting challenges that are very difficult and that through balancing your own self, knowing within your own self that you are a good person and that you have good intentions towards your family and others, that you can rely upon yourself and don't get that confused with resistances that are coming in from the outside and take that on as a failure of your own. You can get stronger. These are opportunities for strength that will last you forever and balancing that will last you forever and help you know who you are. Thank you.
Thank you. One thing I was hearing as they were giving that message was the word persistence. And you have to not just give up. You need to keep pounding against all those negative things every day. And do things as if the positive outcome was going to happen eventually. And, you know, I can say the fact that we're doing these calls and we have so many people paying attention to us and that we're impacting so many of you is unbelievable to me, because at one point, here I was in a little room having conversations with these guys and trying to figure out how this could affect other people in a positive way. And it was just me and how many things I tried and how many doors I knocked on, and how I didn't give up over a period of years. And finally, we've made a small dent in this planet out of nothing. And I know it works. When your heart's in the right place,
and your intentions are in the right place. You just keep persisting, and it will come around. And each of us has the challenge of our own persistence, and not to give up, and knowing that you are being inwardly supported, even when it doesn't seem like there's any outward support. And learn to be of value to other people. As you create value, even in the smallest of ways, you start to build your sense of self-esteem. And your sense of self-esteem will then get stronger and stronger, and people will respond to that. But do it in small ways. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be grand. It doesn't, you're not ready, perhaps, to take a huge step. But take a small step. And if you can change one person, if you can make one person smile, if you can make one person feel more secure, more grounded, if you can have one true friend, you're at the beginning of your journey. And then you'll have two. And then you'll have three. And the universe will start to respond to your peddling. And it will turn into a jet plane and not a bicycle. But you have to build it slowly and carefully. For most of us, maybe some of us are right on the edge and we do something and everything works right away. But that's not normally the case. Even people that are attending our calls, sometimes months and months later, they say, I got it. I felt the energy. I understand it. You're learning something that you will carry with you, not only this lifetime, but in your future, even after you leave this realm. And we're going to do our planetary meditation. We have another 15 minutes. And what we're going to do is move back into that place where we're a group energy. We're just going to imagine it. And that we're connected to our sources. And that we're at the beginning of creation. And if you look at creation from a high place, you will see that there's one energy that starts at the beginning of the universe, radiates out, and everything is part of that energy. And as that energy has different densities, different concentrations. In the physical world that we're in, it's very dense. It doesn't change easily. But in the higher realms, it's very fluid and very light. And it changes instantly. As you learn to tap into these higher realms, and that you are that energy in the higher realms, as well as being this dense energy in the physical realm, you'll find that you think of somebody
and they call you, it starts to move faster in this realm. Everything takes on a different aspect, but you have to learn how to do it. And we're doing it right now with our group energy. And we can see ourselves in our dense physical bodies all over the planet. And we're making that connection. And now we're going to move that energy, our group energy, down through all the realms. And as we approach planet Earth, we can see all these dark spots. We can see all those places where what we call the negative, who also uses the power of intention to create their outcomes, to create their slaveries, to create their plans, we're moving in a higher place. Do you know, in one of the Carla Rucker channelings, they said that when you look at the consciousness of the universe, there's 10 times more positive than there is negative. Or the Ra group and the Elohim groups have 10 times more than what we would call the negative through the realms. And so there is the potential for a huge amount of transformation, except that we have to connect with them and bring them into this realm. We are the ground crew. So right now, we're going to take our intentions, and we're going to create a web of energy from this positive. Just as we move the energy through our bodies, all of us are individual cells connecting with the energies, and we're moving it all around our planet. We're connecting with each other from the top of our heads into the higher realms. And we're surrounding the earth. And if there's negative, we just pay no attention. We're not going against anything. We are bringing a new paradigm down into the consensus of our planet. We are the shift. We are the creators. You can see this energy spinning around the earth, moving down closer and closer. And we see all those people on our planet that are reaching for that energy, that are reaching to touch it. And we can surround them. They're part of us. Maybe their conscious mind doesn't know it, but they can feel it. All those light workers, all those indigo children, as you do this and you learn to tap into this, when you're walking through your life, you'll recognize them. And they may not understand any of this, but they'll smile back to you. You'll feel the radiant interchange. And let it occur. we surround all those people on this planet that have negative intentions. We surround them with this loving energy. Give them the opportunity to make different choices. We can't force them. We can't stop them. They have to choose. Let's give our support to all those positive causes, all those people that are standing up against GMOs, for example. All those people who are putting up internet sites and YouTubes, talking about what's going on our planet, and identifying some of all the negative things that have been in control for so many years. It is important to be aware of how the negative works. Otherwise, your discernment will be faulty because they're very good at masquerading and looking like they're positive. Let's send this light to the Middle East, to Syria, to Israel. Let's surround that whole area of the world with the request that old enemies can forgive each other. We ask that any atomic weapons not be allowed to go off on our planet. Years ago, I asked that question to the Elohim. I said, can you stop an atomic bomb? And they said, yes, if enough people asked. When you start looking at it from their point of view, which I've had the opportunity to do for quite a few years, and many of you who are listening to our materials have gotten the opportunity to take in, they don't look at just protecting us from our pain or our suffering. From their point of view, this is one lifetime over many, many, many lifetimes. And if they just alleviated, like waving a magic wand, your pain, your patterns that brought that pain in would bring it back in again. Their goal, as I've seen it, is to create the connection where you learn how to have this interaction, this ability to expand yourself in a way that doesn't just change this life, changes your future lives, your future potentials, your ability to experience the law of one, the interconnectivity of every life form let's go on our earthquake trip, where we look at the Ring of Fire, and that's the Pacific, the land masses surrounding the Pacific Ocean, which are the most volatile earthquake zones on our planet. As we've already seen with some of the earthquakes in the last couple of years in Japan and in Chile and in New Zealand, all on the Ring of Fire. And we're going to take our energies. And we're very powerful now. We are a group and we're connected. And we're going to beam those energies around these land masses. You can visualize a map and see those land masses and see the energies streaming onto the coastlines and through the crust of the earth and surrounding those earthquake faults. We can start out at the tip of South America and move up the western coast of South America to Central America, to Southern California, San Diego, and Oceanside, Los Angeles. And take a moment, and we use the strength of our projection, penetrating through the crust of the earth and surrounding every earthquake fault. Ask that the energies can be released in small ways and away from population centers. The earth does have to release, and there will be earthquakes. That's what they said. We can't just stop earthquakes because it's part of the earth balancing itself. But that balance can come from huge, tumultuous things, and it can come from small little quakes. We go up the coast of California, north of Los Angeles, to Malibu, Santa Cruz, all the areas all around. If you're in one of those areas, particularly see the light streaming through the top of your head, through your feet, and into the earth. Ask the earth for protection. We move up the coast to Northern California, through Oregon, through Washington, through Portland, through Vancouver, and those two potential volcanoes up there, Mount Hood and Mount Rainier. And we move to Vancouver in Canada, the western coast of Canada, across to Alaska, down the eastern coast of Russia. I suppose that borders on Siberia, and down to Indonesia, Japan. While we're in Japan,
let's surround reactor number 4 in Fukushima, which people are saying has a great danger if there's an earthquake of spreading a lot of radioactivity on our planet. Let's ask for special attention there. And let's cap the radioactivity. Let's ask that it can release quicker. That it stops being a menace to this planet. We have Hong Kong and Taiwan and Singapore. And we go down to Australia, New Zealand, and all those islands in the middle of the Pacific. Hawaii, Fuji Islands, etc. And we just go back again, pull back, and we see ourselves creating a huge light surrounding the Pacific Ocean. Take a moment and hold that energy. We move to the center of the United States, the New Madrid Fault. And we do the same thing there. And the Mid-Atlantic Fault out on the East Coast. And you know what? I can see now we've come to the end of our call. 12:58. And we're supposed to be finished at 1 or 10, 12 Pacific time. So in this moment, let us just all come back to ourselves, back to the center of our body, come back to Earth. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and remember the energies. Practice every day moving into this expanded space. Practice sending your love and your light to our planet, to yourself, and to the people around you. And on that note, we're going to say goodbye. And as the Elohim say, we leave, but we do not leave. And we'll see some of you next week, and we'll see some of you tomorrow on our Monday night call. And I thank each and every one of you for supporting this work.